Michelangelo once said, "The greatest danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but that it's too low and we reach it." Welcome to Life Talk with Jesse Meester. As an international actor, entrepreneur, and world traveler with millions of followers, Jesse seeks to speak and learn from the most insightful, successful people in the world, sharing love and life together. This is Life Talk, and this is your host, Jesse Meester.
Welcome to another podcast with Life Talk. I'm here with a good friend and business partner that I met, I think, 3 years ago now, and motivated me to move down to the Costa del Sol. I am now here for about 3 weeks. And super grateful, and now I'm in his office and we meet again. Super successful real estate tycoon here, number one right now in Costa del Sol. And Jimmy, welcome. Thank you for being on the podcast today.
Fantastic. So happy to be part of it, and also so happy to see you finally down here. A little motivation speech 3 years ago could make this such huge difference for you and your girlfriend. Makes me happy.
Absolutely. And I look back at that time, and I was a little hesitant, and we just spoke a little bit before the podcast, and you talked about, I don't sell homes, I sell a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I think without even selling anything to me, you kind of planted a seed.
Yeah.
And that seed kind of cultivated now.
It was no coincidence.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know yet, it cultivated in a way that, yes, I am now living here. I bought a beautiful place with surrounded by golf areas, with the help of Nick, a real estate broker working for Tree Estate. And I'm sitting here with Jimmy, the CEO of Tree Estate. And can you tell a little bit about who you are and what your background is and how you got into real estate?
I'm from Stockholm in Sweden. I was living there for 33 years. And since I was 20, I was working with marketing at the biggest TV channel in Sweden. I was basically selling TV commercial to the biggest companies in Sweden. And I had a little bit of a different role compared to my colleagues, because I got the opportunity to be responsible of startups. And this was obviously something that educated me a lot in so many different businesses, not only knowing, for example, car sales. I was working with everything from selling clothes online to cars. That was something that changed my life, basically, and the way I saw marketing. And in between that, I was buying and selling properties myself, because the real estate market in Stockholm was increasing, and between 2005 and 2015, it was crazy. So I did around 23 flips of apartments in Stockholm, and then I learned that business. And I also did the education that you do in Sweden to be a real estate broker. But I didn't do it at school. I was just reading the literature just to understand. But then I bought a holiday home down here, and I had no intention at all to move here permanently, because I was just in a startup of a production company producing TV commercial, but also TV programs. So that was the step I did after selling TV commercial. I wanted to come one step behind, basically, the process of advertisers and companies. But when I bought the holiday home here, I started to love living down here and being down here. And I also started to realize that digital meetings would take over the way we are working in all businesses against each other, from buying and selling whatever business you are in. And then I realized that in the future, people want to invest in life quality. It's not going to be fashion any longer to work a lot. It's going to be fashion to have time. And time is very valuable. And if you can have a lot of time in this environment, it's much better for your health compared to sitting in car queues and stressing between meetings and all this kind of life that you live, especially up north, where mm-hmm. both you and me come from. So that was it, basically. And I said to myself that, I mean, the worst thing that can happen if I don't succeed is that I move back and I have a good good company or a good job in the media industry. And that was not so bad. But I felt that if I succeed, I'm going to be able to give my kids that I don't have yet an amazing life, growing up with 155 nationalities that owns properties in Marbella compared to Sweden, where they have one nationality. And I will be able to give my kids the opportunity to learn a lot of languages. So I just had to try, and I did it in a different way. We started 3SA State, which stands for Three Steps Ahead, which is a little bit funny, but we actually mean it. I did it by selling the lifestyle and not necessarily the properties. And we did it as buying brokers, only being on the buyer's side. And we are still only on the buyer's side, more or less. 90% of our company or the business is working with the buyers. And not having the listings, having the keys. With your property, we actually had the keys. Normally we just look at what you want to fulfill by buying something down here, if it's a holiday home or a permanent living or whatever. And then we find the best possible investment for you.
And I heard you say media personally. I mean, we both work in television, but what did you do in media before?
All the programs mm-hmm. in TV is financed by advertisers, either by commercial mm-hmm. or by product placement mm-hmm. inside the TV programs. And I was working with both of these things. So when I was 23, I had a budget myself of 27 million euro. From advertisers. So it was an amazing job. And back in that time, TV was the biggest window of commerce in the whole world. Today it's different, it's still the biggest, but you don't pay as much attention to the commercial as you did before, because you're basically down in your phone or sitting with your computer. But back then, people were super focused on the TV commercial, and it was really, really good return on investment for the advertisers.
Amazing. And you came down here for your holiday home, and you were touched by the lifestyle, you were touched by what was, and that made you go into like, I need to start my business here, and kind of like get people together to do that with me. But how do you find those people? How do you establish that?
Well, I had 18 or 14 years, 15 in the TV industry behind me. Mm-hmm. So I had 8,000 CEOs and entrepreneurs in my phone book before I started. Wow. And that was the key. And that was something I had and no other agencies had in Marbella. So they had the listings and I had the buyers. So that was
your network is your net worth, isn't it?
Yeah. And even more today. Because today you sell properties through social media, mostly.
Yeah.
And when I moved down, no one used social media to sell properties. So I was the first one. And we did amazing content from Marbella, selling Marbella, showing Marbella, and basically showing the end user, this is how your life could look like.
It's interesting, there's so much competition. I think even more now than when you started.
Right? It's the same.
It's the same.
Yeah. It's 18,000 people in Marbella calling themselves real estate brokers. Because you don't need any education. Yeah.
The funny thing is, real quick for everybody listening right now, when I did my search that Jimmy did as well for my home, I didn't just use Nick from Three Estate, but I also looked around myself and also used different brokers to see how they work. And we were not happy. They kept showing us things we didn't ask for.
And
a lot of new developments.
Do you know
why
they do that? Yeah. Can you guess?
Commissions.
No.
New developments pay higher commissions.
Well, the thing is, they show what they want to sell, not what's best for you to buy. And this was something I saw myself when I bought my holiday home down here. And I couldn't, in my wildest fantasy, understand why they did this. But I came from also selling commercials, selling basically increase of company's value. So my way of seeing it was that if I can get really happy clients, I'm gonna get new clients from them, and their network. So for me, it was the easiest thing ever to understand that if I do this and I focus long term, and the first 3 years that I don't give a fuck what I earn, then I will get happy clients, and then it's gonna be a self-playing piano based on happy clients, and that's where we are standing now, year six.
Amazing, yeah. I love that, so inspiring. And also I heard from a lot of people, because like once I moved down here, a lot of companies, I don't want to mention any names, but they were like, come be a broker, come do this, like commission based, right? And then my high network friends down here, they said, no, you shouldn't do that. You should start for yourself, you know? And I mean, like I know you personally, like we're doing something together now, but we're also giving kind of like a freedom where I bring the buyer and I kind of like connect them.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see how the players in real estate are here, and that they like very, very focused on benefiting from you and not benefiting together or winning together.
Or get the client satisfied.
So I don't know, like there's, and just even buying a car, like here in Spain that I did recently, it's like,
it's a hassle.
It's a hassle, guys. And if you're listening right now and you are interested in buying something, you know, of course connect, but connect with us, because, and why do I say that? Not because of commission or anything, but because I went through that process, Jimmy went through that process, and we see too much fluff, too much people that call themselves brokers, that don't have the experience, that don't have your best interest. And this is not by any means a sale pitch. I'm not getting sponsored by this. Jimmy's not getting sponsored for this. We're just here telling the truth and also the experience that I want to hear from Jimmy himself, who has been in this business for so long.
Basically, I'm going to explain it in the easiest possible way. I spent 1.5 years before I started the company, before I went out public and said that I'm moving to Marbella and I'm going to do this and this. I spent 1.5 years on just finding the best collaborators, the best lawyers for my clients and also for myself, of course. The best cleaning companies, the best private chefs, the best everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because I understood that if I cannot deliver through collaborators the same delivery I deliver myself to my clients, they will not get 10 of 10 in review to me. But if I do, then it's hole in one. So I did my homework. I did a real business plan, because I built over 100 startups for others and for their companies in marketing in Sweden. So I realized if I do a really good business plan and I stick to the plan and I have very good collaborators, this is gonna work, because everyone else, they just put up a finger in the air and let's see what happens. And they need to pay their bills next month.
Yeah.
So they are stressed over that. So of course there are other brokers being super good down here. But I would say that 90% are not professional. That's my way of seeing it. But 10% are good.
Yeah.
So it makes also a little bit of sense if you think about it. Because if you're gonna buy something in Holland or Stockholm, you usually know that, okay, I need to buy 2 bedrooms because now we're awaiting our first kid. And I like this area or this street, and this is my budget.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the options you have, they are limited. Down here, it's more like, I want to buy a life quality change, and I want, the sun is shining anywhere. So it's more, it's a different question. It's like, do you want to be close to the beach or have panoramic views? That's the main question. Do you need a community pool or do you want your own pool? So It's other type of variables that you need to take in consideration, but also you don't know the area. So you need to have a broker that works for your best interest, not for his or her best interest. That's the most important thing to think about, no matter if you use us or anyone else. Get contact with someone that you feel listen to what's important for you, and let them do their job, because you will be satisfied in the end.
Would you describe the real estate climate here kind of like a Wild West?
Well, I mean, because there are no regulations when it comes to the brokers, there are no education behind. It's the lawyers that put together the deal in the end, and that's important to understand. The brokers find the properties and they negotiate them for you, but legally it's the lawyer putting together the deal, and that's the difference between especially Sweden and I think also Holland. Another thing that is important to understand is that both in Holland and Sweden you have platforms that are for the end users. The end users can search these platforms and find what's on the market. 99.8% of the sales come from these platforms. But down here you have 750 platforms, and 75% of the properties the end user find on them are not for sale any longer, or never been for sale. It's just to try to get the client on the phone. And then, that property was sold yesterday, but I have another one. So
sounds familiar.
The brokers down here, they pay for a system, a lot of money, and there you have all the properties that are actually for sale, but that is not accessible for the end user.
Yeah.
So you need to work with a broker. You can't try in this, let's call it then, Wild West, to find the property yourself. And then it comes to legal aspects on the property as well. You need to have a lawyer, because otherwise you might buy something that has a shit due diligence, and then you are fucked, basically.
And you still gotta find a good lawyer that is also responsive.
And usually the broker you work with that you feel trust for, they usually have a good lawyer. So
usually, why do I mention usually? Because like I had a bunch of recommendations, and it wasn't easy to find a good one. And it's like I think you said to me, like, why didn't you just use my lawyer?
Yeah.
And I wasn't thinking about it that way, because like I said, I have a bunch of people saying, oh, this is the best, this is the best. So it's like, okay, who is the best? Right?
It's also the best depending on what situation are we talking about. You can be the best in plots, or in villas or apartments, or from different nationalities. I mean, it's very different. But and it's the same with if you have a back problem, and someone say, no, go to my chiropractor, he is the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe for your back.
Exactly.
but I have a different back problem.
Yeah.
So of course it's not easy, but in the end, now you know that you should have used my lawyer, because then you would, I can guarantee you that you wouldn't have ended up in that situation.
Okay. all right. So I want to know, and I'm in Estepona right now, and I really think, and I'm going to be honest, like, again, subjectively, but I really like Estepona.
Yeah,
I really
amazing.
Think it's beautiful, and the flowers and the plants, and it's more flourishing in my opinion.
It's Spain's second richest music ground.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So what I feel like you are very focused on Marbella, right?
I see Marbella as included in Benavís, Estepona, Ojen, Istanbul, all these different areas.
Okay.
So when I say Marbella, I see a bigger part than just specifically Marbella, which is Nueva Andalucía, Marbella, and San Pedro. So I see Estepona as Marbella as well.
Nice.
But of course, it's not. From a legal perspective, it's not.
Yeah.
But and I also like Estepona, but if you live in Marbella, you don't really pass by Estepona. So if you live in Estepona, you live in Estepona, you go to the restaurants there. Makes sense.
Yeah.
So, but it's very similar in the end. But it's also different. It's like, if you are from Holland, for example, and you have kids being in 4 years of age and seven, I don't think you find as good schools as you do in Marbella in Estepona. So our job is to find the best possible location for our clients depending on their life situation.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And I really don't care if they are buying in Sotogrande or Malaga, because we will get them the best possible location for them, and we cover the whole coast. But our office is here, so it's easier.
I also noticed, and especially in the search for buying something, that there's a lot of new developments, number one, but even now there's a lot of still projects being built, and we see everywhere construction. What would you say in the next few years is going to be the future of the Costa del Sol? Because it looks like it's going to be really bright.
Montemayor is an amazing area that it's not overbuilt yet. Mm-hmm. It has a lot of opportunities to build more villas. And I will not afford to live in Sagaleta myself. And I love Sagaleta, and I've sold 8 villas there now.
Oof, wow.
Which is record of all times in Marbella.
That's incredible, yeah.
But it's very expensive. It's a lot of money. So I'm having my eyes for myself on Montemayor, because it has spectacular views. It is green area around, it's panoramic sea view, and it's not that far away. It's 15-20 minutes from, let's say, Point Roman.
Nice.
And it's very good prices. You can get a really good plot there for 500,000-600,000 euro, and then you construct your dream home on that.
Beautiful.
Compared to maybe the same plot with the same view in Sagaleta is 4 million only for the plot. So
I get a lot of questions, Jimmy, from people that are interested in buying from US. Like US is our main following, and once I announce that I now live here, like, hey, can you help me? Where do I start? Do I need to be, all these questions, right? Do I need to be a resident? By the way, you don't need to be a resident. And of course, we're willing to help from step one to step 10. But people also want to know now, because they're fearing the economic recession potentially coming up. Should I buy now? Should I buy later? How would you respond to that?
Well, if you look at a curve of the real estate market in all countries all over the world, you have tops and you have dips. What has happened since COVID is a variable that has never been in play, and that's digital meetings. So, and most people don't understand this, but just to make it simple, in Sweden you have one nationality buying properties. So, and here you have 155. And after COVID now, all people, not all, but instead of 1%, it's let's say 20% that can work from home and do most of the job online and then be maybe in their home country 1 week of 4 in total and take physical meetings. That means that let's say now, after COVID, it was 1%, now it's 20% from 155 nationalities being able to invest in life quality instead of living in a huge apartment with a French balcony in Düsseldorf.
So, I love the comparison, yeah.
To make it simple, it's a lot of money in the market, and it's because the government printed new ones. To get out of COVID. And of course we will have a setback, but that will for sure not affect the property market in Marbella. It will even go up when it goes down in Holland and Stockholm. So I'm not concerned at all. I know that I'm having the fortune now to drive Formula One in the real estate industry. And it will continue to be so for the next at least 10 years in Marbella.
While the prices go up.
prices will go up,
yeah.
but it's not gonna go over the roof. It goes up 5-6% every year, very stable. But people are moving here permanently. They didn't before. It was a holiday home, and that's the biggest game changer. So Marbella starts to be an urban city and not a small town. And that also increases any other type of businesses, whatever, basically. What you see now is that big companies are also moving their offices or parts of their businesses with offices in both Malaga and Marbella to give their employees an advantage of life quality. How do you attract the best programmers in the world, for example? Well, not by giving them an apartment in Düsseldorf, but giving them a nice place to live in Malaga.
Yeah.
Then you have their attention. So this is just the beginning, and I know it, because I'm 2 years ahead of everyone else as well. Because you don't take basically a decision on a Monday and then you move on a Friday to another country. You talk with me 2-3 years ago, and now you're sitting here. So it takes some time for people to take the decisions. And I already have around 150 clients that I have monthly conversations with planning to move here. And that's in my small company. But that says a lot about where we are heading.
Amazing.
And also on Sunday, the 19th of June now, it's going to be election in Andalusia. And if the party PPE wins, they are right now ruling, they will take away the wealth tax in Spain.
Mm.
And that's the biggest game changer of modern time. Because in Sweden, it's cheap to be rich. Because in Sweden, we don't have wealth tax. But you don't want to live in Sweden if you could live here. I mean, no one can say that to me. But
yeah.
if you need to pay a lot of money every year on your wealth that you worked your ass off earning, then it's a smarter investment to be Britain and live in Sweden most of the year. And today you can only live half a year, 180 days in Spain if you're Britain in Sweden. Otherwise you get wealth tax. But if they take this away, well, congratulations, the schools are better here, the tennis courts are better here, the weather here is better, the food is better. I mean, and it's also cheaper to live here. It's 40% lower living costs in Marbella compared to Stockholm. So please give me the argumentation why you want to stay in Stockholm if they take that away.
That's interesting, yeah. Because like, again, like it's for people that come here, and they think that it's super expensive, but it's actually, you gotta find the places, you gotta, you know where to go, Menú del Día, the tapas places. You know, of course, if you go to Pedra Romana, like you're gonna spend, but I mean, you're not sitting in a luxury hotel every day, but you can choose to do that. Jimmy, in closing, is there anything you wanna share with the audience? Because I also wanna give the opportunity, you know, to share something you might wanna give to people. To, you know, that do have that dream, that do want to start moving down here, that are still doubting or planning it.
Actually, it's nothing to doubt as long as you have a stability with your own income.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the end, the most important is obviously to secure that you have an inflow of money. But if you can work online, your kids will love it down here. The schools are better here than they are in Northern Europe. They cost a little bit of money, but your kids learn 2, 3, 4 languages. And that's a game changer for them the whole life compared to only know Swedish, 10 million citizens. Swedish is a very, very, very little language.
Yeah.
And especially when you live down here and you sit on dinners every week that I do with 8-9 nationalities on one dinner, you get a completely different life perspective. And that gives you so much energy. I wake up every morning like, because
amazing.
I really look forward to
yeah.
the day. On a Monday in Sweden, wow, I woke up like, oh my God, I have to do this.
Yeah.
And even if I love my life, I still knew I'm gonna sit in a car queue now and it's gonna rain on the window and then it's dark, I'm not gonna see the sun for the whole day and then I have to go to the gym. Now I can start by playing tennis in the sun 5 days per week every year, year round.
Yeah. You speak Spanish, yeah?
Yeah. Hablo poquito, sí. Comprendo más o menos todo, pero no hablo super mucho.
Okay, good enough, fair enough.
I get myself around. Yeah. If you drop me in the forest of Granada, I will survive with my Spanish.
I'm still learning. I'm using Duolingo now.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jim. I really appreciate you, and I look forward to working together more and maybe giving an update soon on, you know, where things stand in the real estate market. Thank you all for listening. Jimmy, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Nice to see you again.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Life Talk with Jesse Meester. Thanks for listening to the show. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. And if you want to be the next guest, please apply by filling in the contact form on jessemeester.com or DM Meester Store on Instagram. Till next time, keep sharing love and life.